It's Saturday, 16 March. Welcome to a special episode of the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host, Mike Baker, and I want to start off with a huge thank you to all the folks who have already joined our PDB Premium membership. Look, it's been an incredible 8 months since I began hosting this show. It's been 8 months? It seems like a day. And I'm thrilled to say that thousands of you have already signed up to become part of our rapidly growing community. Now, for those of you who are new here or haven't yet taken the plunge, I wanted to take the opportunity to introduce you to the PDB Premium membership. You can check it out at pdbpremium.com. It's your ticket to getting the same high-quality, in-depth analysis that we provide in our two daily shows, the President's Daily Brief, every morning for about 20 minutes to kickstart your day, and the PDB Afternoon Bulletin, which, as you know, is a slightly shorter recap of the day's critical developments. And with PDB Premium, it's all without any ads. That's right, 100% ad-free listening, same great taste, plus exclusive monthly content, including the Ask Me Anything episodes, where I get to answer your questions directly, no matter how embarrassing they might be. Our mission here at PDB is simple but ambitious. Just like the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing to start their day, well, we believe that you deserve access to the most important issues shaping our world. From the ongoing violence and complexities, and there's a lot of complexities in the Middle East, to the stark realities of the war between Ukraine and Russia, the dangers lurking at America's borders, and the pivotal domestic political stories that are reshaping the nation, the PDB covers it all twice a day. And why do we do this? Well, I'm very glad you asked. It's because staying informed is more than just a right. In fact, it's not really a right. It's a responsibility. In a world chock full of noise and distractions, getting to the facts of the stories that matter is crucial and, frankly, extremely difficult. And that's where we come in. As a former CIA operations officer, I've spent the vast bulk of my time traveling around the globe, collecting and sifting through information, separating fact from fiction, and understanding the nuances that often get lost in the shuffle. And I know you're surprised that I can just roll out a word like nuances. And now, I bring all that experience to you every day through the PDB. The goal, it's simple. It's to highlight the key crises, the concerns, the hot spots, and the developing problems around the globe that we believe should be on your radar. It's just the facts, with a bit of context, and then you're on your way. Bob's your uncle. We know how precious time is, and we don't want to take up a lot of yours, so we keep it brief. Now, a bit more on the monthly AMAs, the Ask Me Anything episodes. We've already got one quick session available to subscribers right now, and I'll roll out another one later this month. The questions and comments that the PDB listeners send in on a daily basis are terrific, and they generate a lot of discussion and debate around the PDB offices, which, by the way, are located in an undisclosed secret lair deep underneath a volcano, but that's just between you and me. Don't say anything to anyone. The AMAs are exclusively for subscribers, but I did want to give you a taste and share one of my favorite questions so far. This one came from our subscriber, David. You remember David, who asked, quote, "What would you consider to be the most realistic spy movie? My guess," he said, "would be the 2011 movie Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, an awesome flick," end quote. Well, I tracked down David. Admittedly, he was surprised, a little concerned, when I showed up unannounced on his doorstep and gave him my answer. I mean, I could have emailed him the answer, but it's the premium membership, and we like to go the extra mile. Anyway, the answer, of course, was the late 1970s BBC series version of Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, starring Alec Guinness as George Smiley. If you haven't watched it, seriously, track it down. Maybe, I don't know, pick it up at your local Blockbuster. Check it out. It's fantastic. Although the 2011 movie version with Gary Oldman is also excellent. Now, for entertainment value, who can say no to the Jason Bourne movies? I mean, they're terrific fun. And, of course, any Bond film with Sean Connery. But for historical accuracy and a true-to-life look at what it's like to be a spy, I guess I'd have to say you can't beat the Austin Powers movies. And that's my two cents, which I suppose in today's market is worth, about half a penny. So, if you're ready to take your understanding of the world to the next level, to cut through the clutter and get straight to what matters, I invite you to join us as a premium member. Head on over to pdbpremium.com. That's pdbpremium.com to sign up today. And with that, it's time to wrap up today's brief episode. Whether you've been with us since day one or you're just getting started, remember, Our goal here at the President's Daily Brief is to empower you with knowledge, because when you know more, when you're better informed, you can make better decisions for yourself, your family, your community, and even the world. So until next time, this is Mike Baker. I'll be back on Monday. And remember, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.